From the studios of NPR West, I'm Tony Cox. Lately, a lot has been written about Chicago tenor saxophonist Von Freeman. Maybe that's because the rest of the world is finally catching on to one of the Windy City's best-kept secrets. At 81, Von Freeman has defined Chicago's jazz sound for generations now. He even had a street named after him on the South Side. Earlier this year, I spoke with Freeman about his latest CD with the tenor players and asked him why he has never packed up and moved to New York like just about every other great jazz man of his era.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's a happenstance, really. Every time I would get ready to leave here, something would happen and I'd stay. Like the water's good, you know.
Have you ever wondered in your time alone, like, you know, I wonder what would have happened if I had just, you know, hit up to 52nd Street or some other place?
Oh, I've thought about it, but then again, I know something's always happening to me here, so.
Life hasn't been so bad for you in Chicago, has it?
No, it's been good.
Tell me about the Tuesday night jam sessions at the new apartment lounge. First of all, explain for folks who won't know exactly what a jam session is and what you guys do.
Well, a jam session is a getting together of musicians older and young and younger.
Mm-hmm.
So it consists of everybody that think they can play and those who do play and those who are still trying to play. So it makes it interesting.
How did the Tuesday night sessions come about?
Now, that's happenstance also, because I surely didn't go in there with that in mind. I went in there originally 24 years ago just to take a friend of mine's place for a night. And it got to be the next week, and then the next week, well, it ended up 23, going on 24 years.
How would you describe your sound?
It's a Chicago sound.
Yeah, what's that?
Tough.
Tough, okay.
Oh, it's tough and it's windy, it's broad, and it means getting down to business. So to me, it's just a composite of Chicago, all four sides. Of course, we have a lakefront, don't we?
Yes, you three do. Sides, yes, you do. I guess that's true. Let's talk for a moment about the theme of the new record, The Great Divide. How'd you come up with that name, and what's the theme of it?
Well, you know, I'm beginning to get confused myself because I read so many things where different persons have different ideas of what I meant. Boy, I mean, to tell you something, really gotten out there with it. But what I really meant was the difference between Coleman Hawkins, who was the pioneer of the tenor saxophone, and then Lester Young, another pioneer. Not quite as old as Coleman Hawkins. And then Charlie Parker, which was the youngest member of this great triad. And so to me, they compose, they're a composite of all the better saxophone players. The saxophones are very, Adolf Sax really invented a strange instrument because this instrument fits everybody and they're easy to play.
Let's talk about the CD and a couple of the tunes that are on there. One comes to mind in particular, Chant Time is the name of it, and as we listen to it in the background, tell me about this tune and what some have called your mysterious solo.
Well, that tune just came to me in the recording studio. I hadn't even really intended to play that song, but when I got in the studio, and when I brought this up, Michael Freeman, who of course is my industrious manager, and the record president. He said, "You're going to do what?" Of course, he's spending his money. So he said, And then when I told the band, I said, "Now, this tune is kind of outside, Ski." They said, "What?" So I hummed these 7 or 8 notes. I forget how many notes it is now. And they said, "Are you really serious?" I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "You just do whatever you feel." They said, "Huh?" And it turned out to be beautiful.
Let me ask you this. Ornette Coleman was known for saying that you could play a note sharp or you could play it flat and still be in tune. Now, one of the cuts on this CD, number 2, as a matter of fact, is called Be My Love. It's supposed to kind of epitomize that point. You know what I'm saying? How do you do that exactly? Get a note that's flat and sharp and yet it's in tune all at the same time?
Well, I think the in tune comes with the mellowness and the, how good your tone is. See, because you can, well, let's put it like for a beautiful woman. If she has a lovely voice, almost any, she can even cuss you out a little bit. It still sounds good.
I'm feeling you.
So I just put it like that.
All right, that I can understand. You'll be 82 years old in a couple of months. Would you give us some insight on the music that you have seen, that you have played, and that you've heard over all these years? Has it been what you hoped?
Oh, yeah. You know, music really hasn't changed, to my way of thinking, from ragtime through all the different music up to now. You know, they're all cataloged with some type of name. But I really came in music, directly speaking, with swing music. That's like Benny Goodman, Count Basie, all those big bands. And then, too, I was lucky enough to have a daddy who's one of his best friends was Louis Armstrong and Fats Waller and Earl Hines. So they all have been to my house, and I got to be even friendly with them when I was very, very, very young. And I love Fats Waller. Fats Waller just laughed, and he kidded my mother around. She loved him, and Louis would call my mother Pops. He called me Pops.
The Fats Waller piano, that's in your house, right? Tell you, right?
Yeah, that same piano that he played, I still have it.
No kidding. What's it sound like?
Bad. It needs tuning.
So as you've looked back over the years, the music has changed, and you're cool with how it has changed. And what would you expect to see in the future as far as the evolution of music?
It'll just get better. For a while, music was kind of getting out there a little bit. And I think as the people grow more and more and more, and the peoples from around the world, because I notice I've done some traveling the last 30, 40 years. People everywhere, they like a good beat. They like a good, honest sound. They like good, decent lyrics. You know, people are very decent, really. That's the way I look at it. And I think the music, one day, that's the way that it'll be. You will be able to play music and inspire people. It won't be any music to make people go to wars or make anybody sound or act bass. It'll be joyful music.
It's not every day that we get a chance to meet someone with a street named after him. Von Freeman holds that distinction, of course, because of the huge impact that he's had on Chicago jazz. The tenor player's latest CD is called The Great Divide. Von Freeman, it's been great having you on the show.
I thank you so much.
To listen to this show, visit NPR.org, where you can also order CDs and transcripts or call 877-NPR-TEXT. This is a news and opinion program created by NPR and the African American Public Radio Consortium.